Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the road again, like a man who gets his, we go down the highway.
Don't know the words.
We got to learn the words here. We're going to Santa Clara.
My way. We're the best friends. I know that part, but they messed that up too. Can't wait to get on the road again.
There we go.
Life, I love it, making music with my friend. Yeah.
Well, we keep winning games, we'll learn the words. Welcome on in.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, well, that's what the Eagles do. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday as the Philadelphia Eagles move to 4-0. They did it again. Kyle's back, healthy, behind the glass.
Yeah, bubble good.
Yeah, we thought we lost him on Friday. Now he's good to go. We got a lot to discuss today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to ask people today, before we judge, let's just try to understand.
Oh, stop it.
Let's just try to understand.
Stop it.
What's going on before we pass judgment this morning?
The Reverend is here?
I'm just saying.
The good Reverend.
Before we pass judgment.
The Reverend Hugh Douglas.
Let's try to understand what's going on.
Okay, we'll get to the judgment part of the show. Can we start with the team and a victory?
Yes.
They go down to Tampa.
Victory Monday.
Exercise the demons as the Philadelphia Eagles have, well, an amazing first half and a second half that was so
awesome.
Bad offensively, so bad that I thought they were going to blow that thing. That was yesterday an inverse of last week. I mean, it literally was last week's game, just the complete opposite. It starts with the special teams defensive score, right? You know,
yes.
Sidney Brown picks it up.
Hey!
Yeah, after Cam Latu blocks the punt, and we get the party starter, and we're up. And the offense in the first half of that game, Hugh, was spectacular. They were on point. Jalen Hurts was basically perfect in the first half of the game. Creativity with a little shovel pass to Dallas Goedert. Everything was awesome in the first half of that football game. And then the second half happened, and they could not muster a first down. They had negative yardage in the second half of the game to the point where they let the Bucs right back in the game. And if not for defensive plays, I mean clutch defensive plays by Jihad Campbell, they probably don't hold on. Hugh Douglas, your reaction as the Eagles go to Tampa Bay. They win. They're 4-0, but it was literally the tale of two halves again, just the opposite way this time.
Exercise the demons in Tampa, which is always great. Mm-hmm. Went down there and they took care of business, man, and the weather was a somewhat of a factor. They did let that hold them back. Yeah, it was a little bit of a hair-pulling situation. I had a chance to listen to it in the car when I was going home. Merrill was not that happy.
I mean, how could he be?
Merrill was not happy in the second half. It was a little doom and gloom, but they were able to pull it out. 4-0, go Birds. Go Birds.
Oh, so we're just going to pretend the second half didn't happen? What do you mean what I'm talking about?
I just told you. What did I just say about what's the most important thing about what happened
from
Sunday?
You're going to win us?
Go Birds.
You're going to win us.
All go right. Birds.
I see what we're doing today. All right, I see.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
What do you mean?
I just said go Birds.
The second half.
Come on.
Here. Wait a minute. Listen.
Hold on a second. Last week was the jumping off point. Last week was the beginning.
So go Birds.
That's what you got today for us?
Go Birds!
Go Birds.
All go right. Birds!
Hugh Douglas is checked out from the day. Go Birds! The details don't matter. The second
it's
half doesn't
Monday,
matter.
Dude,
what are we talking about?
It's 10:04. It's 10:04. I'm not going to make it to 2 if we just go Birds and everything.
All I'm saying, go Birds. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Go Birds.
What happened in the second half?
What you talking about?
Mm. You heard my question.
Okay, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second half.
Oh,
I don't recall.
So we have spin. We have the good reverend, and now we have spin doctor.
Hey,
head
listen,
in the sand, Douglas.
Listen.
All in second
I
one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You yeah. are sickening.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This is might be uglier than the second half offensively.
I don't
yesterday.
Understand what you mean.
No, you missed it.
Wait a minute. We won, didn't we? It was 25-31, right?
Maybe here's the problem. I asked you what happened, and the answer is nothing. That's why you don't remember.
I don't recall.
You know, you don't recall a second half completion, do you? Because we didn't have a completion in the second half. Zero. What the heck was that after halftime?
All I know is that we're 4-0.
Yeah.
And we're one. It's only one other team that's undefeated.
Yeah, the team
in
you
four
picked
weeks.
The team you picked to lose every week, Buffalo.
Yeah. I was close, though.
Yeah, no, you weren't. No one thought they were going to win that football game. All right. So here's the reality of yesterday.
It wasn't a blowout. Yeah. It was not a blowout.
Okay. Yesterday, the Eagles outgained the Bucs 201-99 in the first half.
Yes.
The score was 24-6. And really, it was only 24-6 because the kicker for the Bucs made a ridiculously long field goal. I mean, it was 24-3 until seconds to go in the first half. Jalen Hurts at halftime, 15 of 16 for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, I actually thought the first half yesterday was more impressive than the second half last week. Hurts was in command, and it wasn't like...
And they jumped out. They did what you wanted them to do.
Yeah, it wasn't, hey, we're down 3 scores. We got to throw the ball. It was, we're in control of the game. I thought Jalen against the blitz was awesome. I thought he was accurate.
Read the defenses really well.
Totally. I thought he ran when he needed to, including the one run around the outside to get close to the goal line. I thought he was...
The fake tush push.
Everything about the offense was awesome in the first half of the game. They moved the football. Dallas Goedert involved. Jalen Hurts was, again, doing... They averaged 7.2 yards per play in the first half of that game. In the second half, even if you take out the minus 34 yards rushing on the safety to end the game, right, the punter just ran backwards, mm-hmm. even if you take that out, the Eagles were outscored 19-7. And by the way, that 7 was because they got the ball on the 20-something yard line after Campbell forced the fumble on Bucky Irving. But even if you take out the 34-yard negative play on the final safety, which whatever, no one cares about the yards on that, they were outgained 277-33 after halftime. It was like last week's first half in reverse. Hurts in the second half, he was 0-for-8. They didn't complete a pass after the halftime. Look, the Eagles win every week, clearly. They are the best team in pro football. They've been that for a year now. And that is the most important thing. But why do they have to be so Jekyll and Hyde in these games? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the thing that's a little bit perplexing.
Yeah.
When you talk about the way that you started the game yesterday and the way that you ended the game, it's like, okay, what happened when you went in at halftime?
Yeah.
You know, I know that there's some probably similar or people thinking that, you know, in that situation, you want to salt the game away. That's when your running game really starts to pay huge dividends for you.
They can't run the ball right now.
Yeah, I was about to say they couldn't even get that going. And I think that when you have a team that had that much success running the football last year, and you look at the running back still looks the same as he did last year, you got to kind of point to the offensive line and say they're not really doing the job that you know they've done in the past.
Well, okay, so I think part of that is Lane Johnson now for 2 straight games has not finished the game. We have some issues now with Lane's health. Hopefully he's going to be okay, but this is 2 straight. So I think that's part of it. The O-line not holding up for full games is part of it. I don't know what's going on. I just know there's 2 halves of football yesterday, 2 different teams just like last week. 215-592-9494. The Eagles win. The Eagles win every week. We expected that. I think we all picked the Eagles to win the game. What stood out the most to you, though? The way they played in the first half or what we saw in the second half? One thing I want to point out before we get to all the phone calls and we get to hear from Sirianni and Saquon Barkley here on the game yesterday. They had their star players yesterday make a lot of amazing plays. I mean, that really the game was won by their stars. I thought Quinyon Mitchell was amazing yesterday.
Key plays yesterday when they needed him.
Boy, he's becoming a all-pro kind of caliber corner. Cooper DeJean was everywhere yesterday. I think he sets the tone for the entire defense. Zach Bond is picking up where he left off last year as an all-pro, and I think Zach Bond right now is our best pass rusher, which probably says something about our pass rush. And Hugh, how about Jahad Campbell? Jahad Campbell, you know, they draft this kid in the first round. Everyone's like, oh, my God, why did he fall to the Eagles? Oh, well, he's hurt. He's not going to play. Or he's going to be behind. This guy makes winning plays every week. I mean, he had made two plays that saved the game. The forced fumble on Bucky Irving set the Eagles up for their only score of the second half. And that interception, what an incredibly athletic play. The Eagles have the best, after all those years, Hugh, of the Eagles not prioritizing linebacker, they have the best inside linebacker duo in the whole NFL.
Yeah, man, they're playing well. And when you talk about as hot as it was yesterday and the way that there were lulls in that game as far as defense was concerned, at key moments, they came up with some huge plays, man. And that's kind of what you need when you're talking with your defense and you look at all those stars they have over there. They came up with some key plays at some key moments.
So I thought, they had a couple bombs they gave up, right? The Abuka play where he just kind of went through the two defenders and Makuba was all twisted up there and it was a big play, explosive play. I thought that one was a mistake by the defense. And then Campbell got caught on that kind of wheel route by Bucky Irving. But I like the way the defense played yesterday. I know they gave up two gash plays, and that made things look worse statistically. I like the way the defense played yesterday. It's the offense that is just confounding me. At times, they look amazing, and at times, they can't get a first down. 215-592-9494. What stood out the most to you? The first half, the excellent offense, or the second half, where they could not move the football at all and almost gave way a 3-score lead. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday after the game. Asked, are you the team from the first half or the second half? Here's what he said.
Which offense do you think you are, the one from the first half or the one from the second half?
I don't know, Zach. I mean, hopefully we're the one from the first half.
Well,
I don't know, Zach. What the hell do you think?
What do you think, Zach?
It's the most concise he's ever been.
It was. I like that answer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully,
it's all you little annoyed.
Yeah. Well,
a little annoyed.
Would you be annoyed after watching that second half offense?
Well, you know, you got to be professional.
No,
even
you know,
though Zach was getting on your nerves.
Professional.
Damn it, Zach.
You got the head coach is jawing with the other quarterback professional.
Asking all these hard-ass questions.
Was that a hard question?
After
was that really
dumb,
a hard
did
question?
Did we win the game? I'm ad-libbing. Did we win the damn game, Zach? Get out of my face. Get out of here.
Yeah, you can't be a Hugh Douglas to say win's a win all the time. All right, Saquon Barkley asks, which team are we? Here's Saquon after the game yesterday.
I think we're both. And that's just, you know. When we're firing, we're really hard to stop, especially with the offensive power we have. But when we're playing bad, we're really playing bad. So we just got to do a better job of playing better than worse. And that's just the nature of football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we got to do a better job playing better than worse. Is that what Saquon said there?
Basically.
We're getting real philosophical on Monday.
You got to reflect and ask self, why are we here? Why are we in this position that we're in right now? We're 4-0. We're not playing our best football, but we're 4-0. And you know what yourself tells you? It says, self, the reason why we're doing this is because we are a team of destiny. We are a team of destiny.
Our caller self?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Are you talking to yourself again?
I'm metaphorically, you know, having a conversation.
I've had enough of Socrates Douglas over here. 215-592-9494.
We are in a good spot. We are in a good spot.
They completed zero passes in the second half.
At the end of the score, it was what, 35-21 or something like that?
No, that wasn't the score.
It was close. You almost called the score, though, yesterday. It was like, what, 31-24? I said that yesterday. Didn't I say something?
You said they won by 10. I thought you picked them by 10.
Probably.
So you don't know the score of the game or what you predicted yesterday. We are flying on a Monday. Kyle, welcome back. Glad to see you're better. What stood out to you, first half or second half? What do you got?
So like I'm in like a weird headspace today about the Eagles because I'll say this. The first half stood out to me the most just because that's sort of the most annoying part of the game to me. Not because of how well they played, but just because like, why don't we look like that all the time?
It's in them.
With the amount of talent that we've put together on this team. Like, that's the product that we should be able to expect every single Sunday from the Eagles. With the amount of talent they have on offense, the way they're coached on defense. Like, the Eagles should dominate, like, everybody. Like, we are a super team, considering the amount of talent that we have. But, like, it just bothers me that they go so hot and cold. Everybody, whether it's the play calling, the quarterback, just like alone explosive plays on the defense. Like that was annoying in the second half. But like, why can't they put that together for 60 minutes of football? They should be running through this entire league. Like, why are they not doing that? It's super frustrating that they put that at, like, if it was something where they never really looked like that, and they looked all the time like they did in the Chiefs game or in the first half of the Rams game, second half of the Bucs game, then like I'd be like, okay, like there's a clear, like something is very obviously holding this team back from what it is. I'm just like confused. What is holding this Eagles team back from being as great as they should be?
I don't know if I've ever seen a team have as good and bad of halves as they've had in the last two games. It is remarkable what they've done in the last two games to do. They did the same thing in inverse. I mean, they started this game, like Kyle said, it's the way they should look. And then they went to the second half, and it was the way they looked last week against the Rams. All right, so here are their passing yards quickly in the last four halves of football. The first half against the Rams, -1. Second half against the Rams, 203. First half against the Bucs, 130. Second half versus the Bucs, -18. It's almost like they're different teams in different halves. It is remarkable. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most? The second half, they almost giving it up. The first half playing perfect football, really, especially on the offensive side. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
You can't. Hugh, you're killing me, man.
This guy.
10:04 on a Monday, and we get Gap Year Douglas already in the studio.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well have just taken the day off.
Yeah, I mean, we're 4-0.
What do you mean, go Birds? What are you talking about? Go Birds.
Yeah, you cannot go Birds.
How many other teams won four games?
I have one rule. You can go Birds as long as Jalen Hurts completes a pass in the second half. So today you can't do it. Sorry, man.
Guys, before we address the negatives here, let's talk about the positive. I need Rob Lincoln to get his ears on because Kyle Quinn gets every Friday off now from moving on. The Eagles are 2-0 this year when Kyle's off on football Fridays. So, Rob,
hold on. We played a game before the first one when I went to a wedding.
Yeah. But you were off the day of the football Friday.
I don't care what the reason is when you're not.
No. But hold on. No, the timeline doesn't make sense. Wouldn't they have had to have played after I took off?
They're also 2-0 when he's here on the football Friday. They're 4-0, right? Bottom line,
like, what if I just canned the wedding and then came in that Friday? Then your whole thing is moot.
Kyle, I'm trying to give you Fridays off, and you're arguing with me.
I don't want to take Fridays off.
We got a big month coming up here. The rally for Red October this Friday. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
That's right. Listen, hey, can we address numbers here? Jalen's passing numbers in that game. When he targeted anybody else other than A.J. Brown, he was 13 of 15 for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. His targets to A.J. Brown, 2-9, 7 yards. What I saw from A.J. was zero separation. I didn't see a whole lot of heart and fight and will there. And it's becoming a problem. I think we need to fix it somehow. But that is a glaring issue there, right? This team is exhausting. They are so inconsistent, it just makes me lose my brain watching them, because in the first half they looked great. You know, they had us laughing at third eye blind Douglas because, you know, his crazy prediction he had on Friday. But then in the second half, you know, they tried forcing the ball to AJ, and the entire offense just wilted in the sun like you people when they leave their mom's basement. So, guys, I don't know what is going on here, but in week five, we're nearing, you know, it's the end of, you've run out of excuse time. We're no longer win anymore. You know, it's about trying to put this thing together because we're done with our patience. And I do have a positive bit of good news that I heard. Per source, Coach Sirianni knows this. And from what I understand, he handed the Clippers to Petula and said, quote, go Brittany. Have a good day.
Oh, wow. Petula's going to shave his head? How about that?
You know, things were going well until Kevin Petula took back play calling in the second half.
Oh, so yeah. I mean, last week, Hugh, you heard that, what, that Jalen Hurts took over play call in the second half? You know what I heard yesterday?
You heard.
I heard they let Jalen Hurts have it in the first half. It was an extension of last week. And then at halftime, Kevin Petula went in there and said, give it back. Bam!
Backed him.
And then Petula took it back in the second half, and look what happened.
Crazy. I feel like you're making fun of me.
I'm just wondering. I feel like I'm being made fun of.
Are
the good plays Jalen Hurts' plays and the bad plays Petula's?
I'm just wondering how this works. I feel like you couldn't wait to have that take this morning.
Well, because we need to go back to reality, and last week we went so far from reality.
I don't know what happened, Joe. I haven't talked to anybody yet.
May I have a theory?
Sure.
Quarterback goes hot and cold. We've been doing this for years, and we try to come up with these theories on why. Or, I don't know. It just goes hot and cold.
Since we are here throwing out theories, maybe it was just hot.
What does that mean?
It was hot. And the guy was hot. But I was smoking crack.
What does that mean?
That means it was
That's
hot
his excuse.
Out there.
Oh,
That's not
geez.
An excuse. I'm just saying, since we throwing out theories.
It was hot in the first half.
It was hot, but it was hotter in the second half when you come in there and come back in. Shout out, like real talk, though.
But
shout
the
out
Bucks to the be folks. Hot, hotter after a full half?
Shout out to the folks that stood there and had the things.
The shade guys.
The shade people.
Shade guys.
Because that had to be a hard job to do. Like, standing there in the hot sun, holding up the shade. So shout out to those folks.
Shout out to shade guys. And they did their job better in the first half, right? Is that how this works? They stunk it up in the second half, those shade guys.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Hugh's one step from blaming those guys.
I know, yeah. They weren't shading them enough in the second half. Let's go to Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, y'all. What's going on, man?
Hey,
Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the best radio sports talk show ever.
I tried to tell him. I hit my four-leg parlay. Yes.
How about that? Sean, but we appreciate that, buddy. What are you feeling after that win?
I mean, I'm leaning towards more of the second half. And this is my theory, because I always got a theory. I think this organization is so great to the point where even through adversity, they can control a game. Somebody said I was making excuses, but the second half, they just came out flat-footed. The defense was holding up the end of the bargain. The offense in the first half did their thing. And the Bucks just came out in the second half a little bit more hungrier. They wanted to get back. They wanted to drive the score up and try to win this game. And they held us to where they held us at. As far as A.J. Brown go, listen, if he feel the way he feel, let him go. He can go. But, of course, we all know that's not going to happen.
I don't want to let him go.
The game is played. Every game is played different. Each team that we play, we have to sit back and decipher how we're going to play that team. And he wasn't open at all. They locked him down. You know, so I don't know if the knee injury is still bothering him or something. He needs to stop reading that book and get back into his space, just like Sutherland. I agree with that.
Yeah, enough bookery. I read a lot of books, Sean, but sometimes you got to lock back in. I'm with you. Enough reading books. Sean, I don't know what's going on with the AJ thing. We're going to address it. But, the second half – Sean, I'm less annoyed and frustrated with the defense the second half. They gave up a couple big plays, and that really got the Bucks back in the game. But I thought they buckled down. I mean, great. Jahad Campbell is a player. Zach Bond is awesome. I thought Quinyon was outstanding yesterday. Cooper, it's the offense. Sean, I just don't understand how the offense went from that good in the first half to zero completions in the second half.
I mean, the world would never know. But the thing is, our leader, Jalen Hurts, kept his composure, and he did not make any mistakes. He didn't turn the ball over.
Didn't make any completed passes in the second half either.
I mean, he didn't complete any passes either, but our receivers was locked down. Nobody was open, so he had to do what he had to do to control the game in that aspect. Even though they came back and was close to winning, and our defense did what they had to do to to, you know, get us through.
Yeah, and look, the turnovers thing, it's a huge thing. He hasn't turned, thrown an interception in like 200-something attempts now. And, Sean, we appreciate the phone call, you know, dating back to last year with Hurts. And every week it feels like the other team makes one or two mistakes, and the Eagles don't make any in terms of turnovers, or they make one at the most, and that decides the football game. I mean, yesterday, Bucky Irving fumbled. That gave the Eagles their only score of the second half. That really basically won the game. And at the end, Baker tried too hard to make a play, threw a pick, and that sealed it. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear from some of the players next on what's going on with this offense. Super red hot in the first half and the second half. I don't know what the heck was going on there. Plus, our resident crash out expert will break down A.J. Brown's crash out later. Merrill joins us at 11. And coming up, the montage. How the win sounded on WIP. Your biggest takeaway from the game yesterday. Eagles win again. They're 4-0. And what stood out the most to you, the first half or the second half? We'll talk about it all. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.